With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern.
Welcome to the Daily Pattern. If you've been around at all, you know that we've taken a little bit of a break from production over the summer. We've been doing reruns in the summer season, but now it's fall, and we're starting a new series with new content we're excited about. We're starting a series called Reopening the Bible. As everybody's talking about reopening in society, how do we reopen? When do we reopen? What does that look like? Business, school, travel, sports, workplaces. We want to ask, though, before we go back to normal, whatever that is, we want to ask, have we learned anything? Before we reopen again, are we doing it faithfully? We want to return to God's Word as the foundation for any reopening. And so in this Reopening the Bible series, we're going to look at six key biblical events that have always defined God's people. Things like creation, covenant, the Exodus. We want to look at these major texts in Scripture, and the meditations will follow those and comment on those, and we pray that you're blessed as you reopen God's Word and build your life around it.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you once came to humanity in a rustic barn and a messy manger. Do not be distant from the rough places in our lives. We often find ourselves far from you. In mercy, come near to us, our Lord, Emmanuel. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit. One God, now and forever. Amen.
The Confession. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and those sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all. Amen.
Our reading today is from Luke chapter 23, verse 39. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." Our meditation today was written by Susan Sinchal. When my daughter was two, she had a saying that she repeated often. I do myself. We may be adults now with a slightly better command of grammar, but I think we often express the same sentiment. Either we don't want to accept help because we think it makes us look weak, or we think independence is a blessed virtue. Alternately, we find ourselves in a pickle, and we think we have to save ourselves or those closest to us. It's my responsibility to make sure my son completes his homework assignment. My spouse is facing difficulty, and I have to fix it. I've dug a pit for myself, and no one can do anything to get me out. I have to save myself. Worse still is the temptation to blame ourselves when things don't go well. If only I would have worked harder, done more, prayed harder. And that's some dangerous thinking. We cannot save ourselves. Only one can save us, and that is Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus hung on the cross and soldiers mocked him, saying, "Save yourself." Bystanders and ordinary people, as well as rulers, sneered. Let him save himself. The thief on the cross beside him hurled insults. Save yourself and us. The irony is that of anyone, only Jesus did have the ability to save himself, and yet he sacrificed himself to save us. The other criminal on the cross nearby recognized that. This man has done nothing wrong. And then he yielded to him. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. With those words, he recognized, as we must, that I cannot save myself, but you can save me, Jesus. I put my faith in you. It's not a last-ditch Hail Mary, all-out effort to save himself, but recognition that he is a sinner and he needs a savior. He cannot save himself, but he recognizes and believes that Jesus is the only way. We too must recognize, especially in this age of rugged individualism, that we are sinners in need of a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. And so we turn to the Savior who did not choose to save himself on that cross, but instead submitted to his Father's will so that we, you and I, might be saved. In believing, we know that when we breathe our last breath, we will be with him in paradise. We pray. Dear Jesus, I am guilty. I am lost. And I am in a pit. I cannot save myself. I surrender myself to you. You are the Lord of all, and I give my life to you. Amen.
The benediction. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.